Hi, I'm James Schellinglaw, and I'm here with Jamie Ghetto and Alexa Barubi, who's founders of Reposit. And what is Reposit? Well, we're going to tell you right here, but it's a new solution for CRM and a whole lot more. And actually, we have interviewed Jamie in the past, and we're going to get to that in a second. But we're going to find out all about Reposit and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, as I always ask for both of you, how are you and where are you? Alexa, tell us where you are.
So I'm actually in California. I'm in Palm Springs for a couple of months, but I'm originally usually based in Brooklyn.
Great. And Jamie, where are you?
I'm currently in Brooklyn, but, you know, during the pandemic here, I had spent some time in Bermuda and, you know, some time upstate, but back to the home base now in Brooklyn.
Okay, well, good. You've done a little traveling. That's good. You're all over the place. Now, Jamie, when we last interviewed you, you had recently launched a New York City tour operation called Nowaday, using classic cars to tour the city. And it was a great idea. I thought I did it myself. But then COVID hit and New York was pretty much shut down. What happened to Nowaday and how have you now pivoted to develop this new company?
Yeah, sure. And definitely an unforgettable day when we had that interview. It was it's a chilly day, but it was a perfect fall day. But, you know, fast forwarding to when the pandemic hit, it became illegal to run our tours. And, you know, our team was forced to make a very quick and important decision. And, you know, we leaned on our tech background from Vettery, which is an HR tech company where, you know, Alexa, Heather, our other co-founder, and I met 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, more recently, our experience in the travel industry building Nowaday helped us identify a huge technology gap for the travel trade, which is, you know, part of the industry that we had partnered with through Nowaday and had really great success in terms of, you know, driving bookings for us at the time for Nowaday. You know, we were able to see firsthand that travel and event professionals are limited to antiquated tools and for the most part are left running their businesses, you know, offline and with little ability to scale and grow efficiently. So when the pandemic hit, we leaned on both our industry experience from Nowaday, you know, and kind of put our tech hats back on from Vettery and had our team go heads down to develop a solution that would position the travel industry for a better recovery.
Well, let's talk to both of you. And I had this down for you, Jamie, but I want to ask Alexa as well. You know, what is Reposit? What does it do in brief? And then we'll get a little more detailed on it. Let's start with you, Alexa. What is Reposit?
Yeah, so it's an all-in-one workspace that's built for travel and event professionals as well as their suppliers. And so on the travel reseller side, it's a good place for them to manage their existing clients, all of their suppliers. There's some powerful search embedded in there. And then it's also a tool for them to discover new partnerships. And on the supplier side, it's pretty much the reverse. It's a central location for them to manage all of their travel trade relationships. They can update everything in one place. And then again, it's also a tool for them to discover new partners to sell their products.
Now, Jamie, you want to add anything to that in terms of what you see? Because we'll there's a quiz later to see if you both match, but that's another story. But Jamie, what in your view, what is Reposit?
I mean, I think Alexa hit it on the head, but it's in short, it's really a place for both the, you know, travel and event professionals as well as their suppliers to be able to just both manage existing relationships and partnerships as well as find new ones to grow their business. And that's, I really think, something that especially the latter piece there about that discovery piece that's become very apparent to us through our users as something that this is a tool they've been looking for a really long time, even pre-pandemic, because, you know, that was something that was only available at places like trade shows in the past, right? So we'll definitely get into that. Okay. But just a management and discovery tool for, you know, made for the industry.
Now let's talk about your, both of your backgrounds. You mentioned you both have technology backgrounds. So actually being a tour operator and nowadays might've been a little different for you, but so Jamie, what's your background and how did it really prepare you to develop Reposit?
Sure. So my background actually started in the fintech space, financial technology space, where I ran marketing for a global financial services company. And there I had very deep exposure in getting, you know, efficient global payment solutions set up to help like fund brokerage accounts and things of that nature. And it really kind of set the foundation for my tech career in terms of being able to market both direct to consumer and B2B products. And my core across my whole career has been leading marketing across different companies. And you know, following that fintech experience is where I hopped over to Vettery and built out the entire marketing program there and scaled that up. You know, that ultimately led to our, you know, $100 million acquisition. And, you know, for, as you know, from there, you know, we set off to build Nowaday. And I'll turn it over to Alexa because kind of the ladder of my career aligns pretty well with hers and the sales end of things. But there's certainly a pattern here. And you know, our backgrounds in tech and now travel and what we're able to really do with both of those things. So,
well, Alexa, let's hear from you in terms of your background and how that meshed and led you to this spot now.
Totally. And there's definitely a lot of overlap, as Jamie hinted at. But I started my career in sales for a company called Main Street Hub. We sold like social media solutions to small local businesses. And so started as an entry-level sales rep and grew my career to director of sales there. From that role, I joined Vettery as one of the first sales employees, ultimately ran the team there, scaled it from, I think my team was 5 people when I started there and scaled sales to about 150 reps. And so that was a great experience, obviously paved the way for then Nowaday, which was a new venture for us, but also I focused on sales and partnerships in that role. And I worked hand in hand with all of our travel trade partnerships. So I was responsible for finding the new partnerships, onboarding them, doing all the net rate agreements and sending them our product description and then managing the existing relationship. And I think as you're well aware, we were growing really quickly at Nowaday. So we were launching new tour routes every couple of weeks. We were buying new cars. So we had new photos. We were changing our capacity. And so to be able to communicate all those updates to those various reselling partners was a full-time job. And of course, you can imagine we had a lot of other things to do. And absolutely. So we hadn't like thought at that very moment, oh, we need to build a solution ourselves for this. But I was looking in the market and there was nothing that I could see that was built for the seat that I was sitting in to manage those relationships. And so we were even thinking about bringing someone on full time to have to do that because it is such a manual process prior to Reposit, of course.
Absolutely. Well, I noticed that you were sitting thinking about all those things and you sent Jamie out to interview with me in the very cold New York day.
I did,
to do this, which we tried to believe it was warm. It was a beautiful day, but it was very cold. Jamie, let's talk a little bit about how specifically travel agencies and maybe even independent travel advisors can use Reposit. What can it help them do? And I think there's a whole list of the things, you know, that it do. So Jamie, what exactly can travel agencies get out of this Reposit product?
Sure. And, you know, it's really looking at Reposit from the travel and event professional side. We've really built it, this out of the box tool for more specifically, I'd say destination management companies, tour operators, receptives, travel wholesalers, event planners, and then, you know, meetings, incentives, conferences and events, kind of the MICE groups. To be able to have, first and foremost, a CRM database of their client and supplier information, the ability to track their proposals and have pipeline management for that, you know, new through closed business, that ability to discover new suppliers, and then, you know, really tackling that payments piece of the puzzle, which we found You know, most folks were still sending paper checks and that didn't have a great system. So the ability to invoice clients and pay their suppliers. And, you know, it's really, I guess to kind of put it simply, is a way for them to bring their businesses online and create more efficient daily workflows. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know if Alexa, there's anything you want to jump in and add there.
But. Well, I did want to ask Alexa from the other side of how travel suppliers can use it. And in fact, you were using it in a travel supplier function really nowadays or something that you would have liked to have, right, Alexa?
Yeah. So I was going to say, just like not too long ago, we were in the supplier shoes. And so being able to relate to them has been great. And we kind of went through the same pain points. And so for suppliers, there's a couple like big key value propositions. When you're forming these new relationships with travel trade partners, it's a pretty similar onboarding process with every company, but it's really detailed and really lengthy. You're like sending over very detailed information, everything from net rates to product information to blackout dates to images to videos to marketing material every single time that you kick off a new partnership. And so with Reposit, suppliers put all that information into their Reposit supplier profile, and they only have to do it once. And so once that's in there, and it doesn't take too long, we've streamlined a lot of that process for them, they're able to send invitations to connect with all of their travel trade partners. Once that connection's formed, as a supplier, you log in, you add a new photo, you add a new product, a new tour route. As soon as you make those adjustments, your partners are notified of those changes, and then it's updated in their database in real time. Mm-hmm. And so for the suppliers, I don't have to send 100 emails when we change something. And then for the resellers, I don't have to like go through 100 emails and then take those emails and update my database. It's seamlessly updated. And so they don't have to have someone in charge of doing that on their side. So it's a win-win on both sides there. The profiles are also super easy to read, really user-friendly, very like appealing visually as well, which helps. And then on the other side of that, it was really hard and expensive to find new partners to sell our products. And so our strategy was, let's join a bunch of associations that we know have a good brand name, and let's go to as many trade shows as we can, because we were new and we wanted to kind of kick this funnel off. And so it cost us a lot of money to do that. We know that those are expensive ventures. They were successful, but costs a lot. And so for especially smaller suppliers who don't have a budget for that, there's no easy way to form these partnerships. There's no right. like marketplace or source. And so we're launching Discover to basically solve for that. So as a supplier, you can log on and say, I'm located in this city. I want to partner with DMCs and tour operators and event planners that do groups of this size. And then you have a list and you can unlock that partnership and kind of kick things off from there.
No, great. Now, who to you and also to Jamie, are you already have clients using Reposit right now? And how is it working so far?
Yeah, we have a couple hundred on each side, which has been exciting. We started onboarding people just back in July was the first set of users. And a lot of those initial beta users were our nowadays partners that we've been working closely with through this process. And so we had the ability to be able to run all our designs through them and get their feedback before everything went live. So I think users will see it really is a tool that's tailored for the industry.
Yeah.
And Jamie, I don't know if you want to add anything.
Yeah. If you can add, Jamie, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah. I mean, it's been fantastic to just see also the different categories that of our users, right? So on the supplier side, we're, you know, seeing users, everything from like hotels, restaurants, activities, attractions, transportation, venues, guides, and beyond. And you know, it's just been incredible to just not only get the feedback, but already see the value that these folks are getting from the platform. And, you know, on the travel trade side, you know, I kind of touched on this before, but we're seeing, you know, destination management companies, tour operators, inbound operators, event mm-hmm. planners, ranging from, you know, small independent businesses through, you know, multi-billion dollar organizations that, are, you know, moving their systems onto Reposit.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about how you sort of evolved to create this. And you had sold Vettery, right? Which is, maybe you can explain what that is to our viewers for $100 million and your team left and then launched Nowaday. And then, of course, Nowaday and sort of in a pause now while you're trying to figure out what's going to happen next, I suppose. But how did that then mean, let's go focus on Reposit now. And I'll ask both of you that question. Jamie, I'll start with you.
Sure. So, you know, early in my career, I ran marketing for a fintech company called DriveWell that really gave me a deep understanding in how to create a scalable global digital payment solution, which, you know, has actually now translated through all the way through to Reposit. And that, you know, our current team, that the fact that we had previously built Vettery and, you know, the tech-enabled marketplace before it was acquired, you know, by the Adecco Group in 2018 for over $100 million. Not only, you know, do we have Heather, Alexa, and myself, who are, you know, the co-founders that ran, you know, marketing, sales, and operations. We also have our CTO from Vettery and some other folks as well to really kind of get that dream team back together that has built not only a tech business before, but a marketplace, right? And in a way, you know, that's effectively how Reposit is starting to function, just like within its own kind of B2B atmosphere of now moving from just the management of your own information to being able to connect with new folks. So this is just something that, you know, isn't new to us, and it's not only beneficial from a team perspective where we all know and work really well together and have done this before from like a pure tech perspective, but the actual mechanics of what we're building. And then really the cherry on top is that, you know, having that in the travel industry experience through Nowaday, really opening our eyes, and I'll let Alexa speak to again in more in depth to her sitting in that seat as the supplier and the pain points that she felt. But then taking that and when, you know, the idea for Reposit came about, us picking up the phone, getting on, you know, hundreds of Zoom calls with our travel trade partners to really understand their pain points and walk us through their daily workflows, and then really being able to bring it all to life.
Yeah, Alexa, you want to talk about that, about how, you know, this is Nowaday kind of, you guys had the idea for Reposit, but Nowaday really kind of drilled home that you needed something that you didn't have, and therefore Reposit became a reality.
Absolutely. It's like, it's kind of the perfect background, right? So like Jamie said, we spent like 7 to 8 years exclusively in the tech world. And so when it came time to figure out what to do in March, tech was like a very easy place for us to all go back to. And I think one key experience we had at Vettery, then I'll jump into Nowaday, is that it was an HR tech marketplace. And so we had to always balance supply and demand, which was the demand was the candidates, the supply was the candidates, the demand was the clients who were hiring managers. And so needing to build a successful marketplace, the key is balancing those two aspects. And it took us a while to figure that out at Vettery. It was definitely challenging, but we were all there, we were all part of it, and we learned how to do that really, really well. And so we're doing the same thing at Reposit now with Discover, where we need to balance suppliers and travel resellers, and we need to scale them basically at the same rate. And so I'm super grateful for that experience that we had at Vettery to be able to like do this really quickly. And then in terms of Nowaday, I don't think it would have been possible at all to build this without that experience. I spent close to a year just learning how the travel trade works. I think for people who are not in the industry, there's so many layers that people just don't understand or don't know about. And I think if you don't understand your clients day to day and their current workflow and their processes and their pain points, you shouldn't even start to begin building a solution. And so I had that experience at Nowaday, first to experience everything as a supplier and my own pain points, but then my whole day was meeting with my clients who were travel trade professionals. And so they came on test tours in the cars. I met in their office with their whole sales team. We did drinks, dinners, trade shows. So I was able to form some really deep and meaningful relationships and build that trust where those partners have been super open to helping us almost be like advisors to build all of this out for us. They've seen, you know, every step. Does this work for you? Does it not? Why not? Okay, we'll go back and change this. And I think that's what's made it so easy to onboard people as fast as we have. And the feedback has been really positive because it is really custom to their current workflow.
Well, yeah, okay, Jamie.
Just one thing I wanted to add to that as well. And beyond the actual platform itself and the value that the Reposit app is bringing these folks, we're fortunate enough through Nowaday to even uncover the travel trade through, becoming members of NYC and Co. and taking our tourism ready course that really kicked things off, right? And there exists a very large kind of universe of suppliers who may either not even know that this world exists, quite frankly, or they know that exists, but to Lex's point, don't know how to access it. Mm-hmm. So outside of just the actual features and functionalities of the platform, what we also want to be able to do is help provide resources and educate, suppliers around, best practices for working with the travel trade. I mean, most recently we did an interview with one of our supplier users, Madison Square Garden, who shared their experience in working with the travel trade and providing their advice for other suppliers who do want to get started. So we really want to be able to just add value across the board and really open up this incredible community and network. So kind of attacking it from all angles here and being able to, share that with the industry.
The industry as right now uses a lot of different things. I think you mentioned, there's Salesforce out there. And there's also the one that a lot of travel agencies use is Sabre, the client base, which is a CRM tool. Why do you think your solution might be a little better for travel agencies and for suppliers? And I'll throw it out to both of you.
Jamie, you want to take that or do you want me to?
Sure, I can kick it off and then definitely chime in if you have any more thoughts here. But for starters, access to Reposit's basic workspace is completely free. That's certainly in the spirit of where we are in the industry today. Wanting to build it back up and position our, colleagues in the travel space for success. So those things like the actual CRM functionality and being able to track proposals and things of that nature, that's completely free. So that definitely differentiates from, I'd say both of those solutions. Travel professionals can right away easily store and filter through all of their client and supplier information. And actually when a user imports their data, their database rather, into Reposit, what they're also doing is inviting each supplier to join and create a Reposit supplier profile. Mm-hmm. So, we touched on this earlier a bit, but what we call our managed supplier profiles basically allow suppliers then to make updates, like Alexa mentioned, add photos, agreements, new offering, if there's a new point of contact, which that's a huge pain point, right? Of if folks are new team members are getting added or folks are changing jobs, the supplier fully manages that profile. And then that information gets automatically synced into the travel professionals database so that they can communicate effectively. And when it comes down to, invoicing and sending payments, it's going to the right place. So that's definitely something that I would say just differentiates us across the board from any sort of CRM. In addition to the fact that we've built it custom for the industry. There's no need to bring in a consultant or expert that has to go in and, take an expensive tool, that you've purchased and then do further modifications on it, and then have to maintain it. You know, we're constantly working with our users to make sure not only the features that we have today, but what is on our product roadmap actually aligns with what is needed and wanted by our users. And then, you know, that last piece is really the, that we've hit on a bit now, is the discovery function, which is certainly unique to the space. And I would say what sets us apart from being just, I would say, classified as a CRM. That's why we, you know, tend to go with referring to it as an all-in-one workspace, because we want Reposit to be, you know, the place that you go to fully run your business and, you know, not have to have tons of Excel files anymore, or binders, or filing cabinets, or if you were using digital tools, not have to have like 10 tabs open that, you know, have services that only tackle one piece of the puzzle. So that's my thoughts on it. But Alexa, if you have anything else to add.
Alexa, if you could do that and also explain sort of, if it is sort of a free service, what is your revenue model? How do you make money and keep going as a company?
Yeah, absolutely. I can tackle both of those. And so I would just say, like, in to summarize everything Jamie said, we definitely have basic CRM functionality that's built specifically for the industry, but it's a dynamic database versus a static. So you have suppliers updating their own information versus your team being responsible to do it yourself. There's also very detailed search functionality within the CRM piece of it. And so if you want to drill down into your database and find a restaurant in Midtown Manhattan that serves Italian cuisine, can accommodate a gluten allergy, and has a private dining room that can fit 20 people, those are all search filters within the app that will populate your results in real time. And then again, like Jamie mentioned, it's not just to manage your existing relationships. It's also a tool to discover new partnerships. And so it's a new business tool as well, which I think is different than the other two tools that you mentioned, as well as there's a lot of project management functionality and the ability to send and receive payments, which is big. But to address the business model aspect of things, like Jamie mentioned, the core functionalities that are live in the platform today, we plan to remain free for as far as we can see into the future. But we will be adding on paid features in the upcoming months. And so, for example, the ability to find and discover new partners will come with a small monthly fee. And there'll be ways to unlock partners through other activity in the platform. But that's our first step towards monetization.
Now, where can travel advisors, travel agencies, and travel suppliers go to find out more about Reposit and actually sign up to work with it? Go ahead with that, Alexa.
Yeah. Sure. They can all go the same place. So we make it really easy, but it's reposit.io. So it's reposite.io. And then they can learn more and request access directly from that site.
And indeed, when they start using it, it is hosted on, all their stuff is hosted on the site.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, just a lot. Anything else that you'd like to get out to travel agencies and travel suppliers about the product, Jamie?
No, I mean, I think it's we're really excited to be able to offer this, especially at a time where, you know, folks are able to, you know, maybe take a step back and like change processes that have maybe existed for many, many years. And, you know, what we want to do is help them get teed up for success, get everything organized and ready to rock and roll. So that, you know, as travel is starting to pick back up, they're really, you know, ready to go in terms of being able to grow their businesses. So now is the time that's the feedback we're getting from our users. And our team is here to help with that whole process. We know, it's something that folks have probably wanted to do for a long time and hadn't been able to get around to it. And we're really excited to be able to offer a solution, again, at no cost in terms of getting all of that data structured and in there. And we're really excited to, you know, work with some new partners.
That's great. And Alexa, I guess the other question is, will we ever see the return of Nowaday? You know, then I can drag you out in the cold and interview you with it. just because we did that with Jamie to begin with. Any chance we'll see Nowaday at some point?
I would say, I guess, never say never. We're not sure where anything will take us these days. So stay tuned.
Absolutely. Well, it looks with Reposit, you have something great for the industry. I urge everyone to take a look at it to see what it has, because obviously some of the tools that travel agencies and suppliers have been using have been around for years. And many of them relate to the old GDSs that they used to use, and they all have different solutions. But this sounds like a very good new solution for all of their needs. And I want to thank you for taking the time to spend with us to tell us all about this. And we'll get this information out to all of our viewers very soon.
Cool. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Okay. Thank you, guys. And I am James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.